Welcome to Don't Make Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Joe Koppler is a fine artist from Torrington, Connecticut. His special and unique brand and style of art is on display throughout Northwest Connecticut and in homes across the world. His site, KopplerArt.com, is the go-to site for all of his artwork, some of which can be customized for his clients. We'll talk to Joe Koppler about his art, his process, and what it means to be an artist in 2017. We hope you enjoy our chat with Joe Koppler here on Nutmeg Chatter. Joe, thank you for coming here into the studio, WAPJ Studios on 40 Water Street. Thank you for coming in to talk to us on Nutmeg Chatter.
You're welcome, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Of course, as you know, I'm a fan of your work. I remember specifically there's this great artwork that you did that celebrated Torrington, and we both love Torrington, and there's this one particular piece of artwork, I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about, where there's this creature, if you will, that is almost like kind of a monster that's crossing, you know, Main Street in Torrington. So the Warner Theater is prominently displayed, and the Yankee Peddler Inn as well is prominently displayed in all that artwork. And from there, I was a fan.
That character that you're describing there, that was me in a cartoon form with a sombrero. For my early ventures of being a DJ, I used to wear a sombrero as a DJ. And I am a big fan of monster movies, and I love my hometown. So that was a combination of my big character coming through downtown Torrington, terrorizing all the townsfolk, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I got a lot of compliments on that. In fact, I use that as my T-shirt for my gallery.
That's fantastic. Now, when would you consider yourself to first become an artist? Not necessarily in the style that you are now acclaimed for, but when did you first, journey into the world of art?
I got hooked on art as soon as I picked up my first coloring book and a box of crayons, probably around 5 or 6. And throughout those years, as I got older, I caught myself doodling while the teachers were trying to teach me English or history, and sometimes I would get in trouble just doodling on my notebook.
But you knew right then that art was in your blood. And did you take any professional courses, or are you a self-taught artist?
I would consider myself self-taught. Just like anything else, yeah, practice makes perfect. And like I said, I mean, you put a pencil in my hand, I'm going to sketch. You know, whether I'm supposed to be listening to a lecture or a business seminar, I'm always doodling, and I just found myself not getting away from it. So that's why, you know, I continue to pursue it.
Now, the one thing that I mentioned is that you have a particular style that you are known for. Does that particular style have a name, or are we going to call it the Koppler art?
I got a tip from one of my friends on social media. She's told me to start calling it sculptured painting. Because it is. It's a cross between sculpture and painting. I work on wood, and the material I use, contractors use to fill nail holes and cracks in the walls. It's called Durabond. And what I do is I draw my image in pencil on the board, and then I build it out in layers with Durabond. And after the Durabond dries, I go ahead and prime it. And then using the photograph to my reference, I start painting in all the details with acrylics.
Okay, and in terms of the that particular style, it then creates this very unique and special, you know, three-dimensional quality to it that is really unique, something that I have not seen all that often. When I have seen it, something that is three-dimensional, it is not in the way that you do it. And the way that you do it is it's very stylized. And it tries to bring that particular object or item to life. Something that I also share with you is, I would say, a love of some pop culture, or at least some pop culture references. And you have chosen to illustrate and create in your own unique style certain scenes and iconic depictions from pop culture, such as the Beatles, Marilyn Monroe, and the the monsters of Universal.
Oh yeah, I love Universal. I have. I also had. I had Iwo Jima, and that piece sold. And I have a couple of local pieces too, Christmas Village and Skee's Diner. So I do. I have a lot of. I have a lot of different. I tap a lot of different topics when you walk into my gallery.
That's right. Now, and I just a funny recollection for me. I remember taking my kids out to pizza at Anthony's, and we're sitting in a booth, and then I look up and boom, there's the Universal Monsters right there looking down at me, and I'm like, but I'm looking at it, and it's like, Coppler, Joe Coppler, right there. You know, and that was fantastic to see. A lot of your art is found, when I said throughout Northwest Connecticut, it's certainly found within certain establishments, you know, eateries, local eateries, if you will, local businesses. Is that important to you to be able to work with local businesses?
Oh yeah, I mean, any artist. I mean, they thrive on exposure, and I do. I really try to go in and meet business owners and see if they'd be, willing to hang some of my art. And sometimes I'll try to work with them on commission if it sells, and I would throw them a percentage. And then with social media too. I mean, I'm really promoting and marketing myself on there. So far, I'm in like three or four different countries, about 23, 24 states. And I can't pay somebody to promote and market myself, so I'm trying to do it myself. So, it's an uphill battle, but I'm not really going backwards. I'm not going as fast as I'd like to go, but I am moving forward.
And that's actually part of being an artist in 2017 is, you know, having to, you know, be not just the artist, but the person behind the artist who's trying to get the, you know, the work out there. And so you are handling both roles.
It's tough. And like I said, I in my early days I was shipping, receiving, so I gotta not only promote it, market it, design it, sculpt it, paint it, pack it, and ship it. So I got many hats, but it's not gonna be done just letting it sit there. You gotta get up and do something.
Now, you know what? You mentioned states, and you mentioned it was 24, that your work is in 24 states, and that calls to recalls to mind the Joe Coppler art that I personally have in my own personal
All
collection,
right.
which is the Connecticut one, and specifically Connecticut that focuses on Torrington. So, and as a piece of artwork that I love, that I have, as I said, in my own personal collection, you create art that celebrates people's hometown.
Yes, I would do that. I would sculpt the state and wherever their hometown is located on the state. I would put a little heart there, and I love, so and so, whatever the town is. And the shape of the state is sculpted on the wood. And then the second layer would be the heart, and that would be located on the state where the town is. I mean, I sent some out to Shadyside, Ohio, I believe.
Yes, that's right. I happen to be at your studio at the time that you were working on the
Yes, you took a
Ohio
picture of me.
piece, which was fantastic. You know, and so and that makes a great you know, gift, especially if somebody is, you know, lives in a different state now, but they, you know, have fond memories of where they grew up in Connecticut or, but I mean, it's not just Connecticut or Ohio. You can do that for any state
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
that
I'm trying, Joe. I'm trying to start a little gift line. And another one of my gifts is somebody just suggested it to me about sculpting little dog bones on wood and putting the dog's first name on. And I just did it as a freebie gift to send to somebody. And I took a picture of it, put it on Facebook. And next thing you know, I had like 10 or 12 sales after that. Hey, I want my dog done.
Wow, that's fantastic. I know that you've drawn dogs. You have created portraits, if you will, of the
Sculpted,
dogs within
yes.
the sculptured portraits of the dog in your own style. And I think that, and I know that that's really popular as well.
Oh yeah, people love their pets.
Absolutely.
And another gift that I have is that makes it unique and personal is if someone gives me a picture of their home, I sculpt that home like on the bottom part of a say an 8x10 piece of wood,
Sure.
and up above I found this verse on the internet, and it kind of goes for every home there is. It's the person's home sculpted with the bushes, the hedges, the windows, everything. I mean, I used a photograph that the client gives me, and the words that I paint up above are, Your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. You
Very
got it?
nice.
Okay.
And so, and that's with the picture of the
That's
house.
what the picture in the house underneath is sculpted, and it's their home. So that's what makes it very unique.
Very special, very nice housewarming gift. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back. Let's talk a little bit more about the art itself and some of the ways that you have captured some, popular cultural moments there. You know, Beatles, as I said, and many, many more. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the art of Joe Koppler here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in the studio is Joe Koppler. Joe Koppler is a fantastic artist who celebrates the hometowns that his clients, his customers, his patrons live in. I have a piece of Joe Koppler art myself personally. His artwork is found on copplerart.com. And we, in our first segment, we were kind of talking about some special, artwork that Joe has done, the celebrating somebody's hometown with his sculptured artwork, his sculptured paintings of states. And we talked about how he's done some portraits of some animals and developed an entirely new line, which was dog bones with the dog's name on it. And so that's just some of the many different aspects of artwork that he's done. I'm going to be putting up some examples of his work on Nutmeg Chatter on the Facebook page immediately after our interview airs. Now, Joe, tell me a little bit about some of the inspirations for some of the popular, iconic, pieces that you have done, whether it is The Shining, whether it's Marilyn Monroe, Al Pacino, and Scarface. What about those particular things did you gravitate towards?
Well, I was always nostalgic. I'm a big movie buff. I love film, and I love history. So, and I'm also a big Beatles fan. So, I remember in September of 2007, when I was pretty new, about my second year into the sculptured paintings, I took a shot of sculpting Abbey Road on a piece of birch plywood, 4x4, and I used an album cover as my reference photo.
Sure.
So it was. It's very detailed, and that you'd have to come over and check out in my gallery because I can't really lug that around to show people.
And I just so you know, I have, but in terms of for others who are interested, because people pose in front of it,
Right. Oh my
people,
God, yeah. It attracts people. It's a
it's huge. It is, it's hard to describe other than you're standing in, and not necessarily a full scale Abbey Road, but it is certainly this huge celebration of the Abbey Road, iconic look of the four Beatles walking across Abbey Road.
And it is so detailed that the cigarette in Paul McCartney's hand, if you're familiar with the cover, the cigarette in Paul McCartney's hand is even sculpted. Picture that, a 4x4 painting of Abbey Road. And and next to the music area in my music section is my movies. And like Joe mentioned, I have The Shining too. If you're familiar with that movie, I have Jack Nicholson's face sculpted on wood, and his face is like bulging right out of the wood with his teeth all sculpted and everything. It is freaky. And a few years ago, I was the artist of the month in Torrington City Hall there. I was in the mayor's office hanging up my stuff. And at that time, his secretary saw that Jack Nicholson piece looking right at her. And she said, my nickname's Taco. She goes, Taco, I don't want that thing staring at me. Put it around the corner. So to me, that's a compliment because it's supposed to be scary, you know?
Wait, it was The Shining, so
Well,
of course.
and there was another piece, if you're familiar with the VJ Day, Victory over Japan in
Of course.
1943 or 42, I think it was. The nurse is getting kissed by the sailor. I mean, you see that on posters, you see it on lobby cards.
Absolutely.
But with mine, it's sculpted in black and white. And then I just to give it a little color, I put some pastel confetti on it and streamers. And it looks really neat. A lot of the women that come into my gallery love that piece.
Yeah, you know what? And another Beatles piece that I really enjoy is something that you worked on. It's, I think you worked on it for a very long period of time because it was so detailed. It was, of course, the iconic album cover for Sgt.
Oh
Pepper's
my God, yeah.
Lonely Hearts Club Band. If you can imagine the detail
Oh.
in just a section, just a
Right,
section of
right.
that album, and then think of creating an entire sculpture based on that.
You don't really see that album too much around painted because of the detail. I mean, there is a lot. I never realized how much detail there was until I really started to
Until you have
sculpt
to
it.
do
Right,
it,
right. I mean, that one took me probably 3 weeks, but pretty 3 solid weeks. I was out with a knee operation, and I just didn't want to sit on the couch watching TV. And I wanted to tackle Sergeant Pepper's in a 4x4 piece of birch plywood, but I figured Abbey Road would be easier. So no, Sergeant Pepper's is sculpted in like a 2x2 foot square.
which is still a significant, size,
I think, yeah, I think
but.
4x4 would have been easier
Yeah,
to put in
yeah.
the details and stuff
Sure.
because it's really compressed.
Right.
But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. In terms of some other highlights, as I mentioned, there is some, you mentioned movies, and I mentioned you have Marilyn Monroe, Scarface,
Yeah,
was
Scarface,
another
yeah.
one. Is there any particular one that's, is there any particular movie that you haven't done yet that you've said to yourself, I should do this one, and I'm just waiting for the right time?
Predator.
Predator.
Predator, where he takes off his helmet at the end and he has that crab-looking face. That would look really cool, sculpted. I mean, if anybody's a sci-fi nut, they know what I'm talking about. Some sci-fi nuts would really love that piece.
Now, have you done any like Wizard of Oz
Yeah,
as
in
well?
fact, I'd done the Cowardly Lion, and I had the little bow in his hair, and that before that, his cheeks hardened on that piece. I pulled out some bristles out of a nylon brush and I stuck them in there for whiskers to give it that more
Wow.
realism.
Yeah.
And some women just a woman last Christmas bought it. I think she lived out in Indiana. She bought that piece for her husband, who's a big Wizard of Oz fan. But I always just did the lion is my favorite character.
Oh,
So
sure.
I wanted to do the whole cast, but I don't have room in my gallery right now. So I was hoping if somebody bought that, they'd want me to do Dorothy and the Tin Man.
Yeah. And you know what? On your website itself, it is prominent. The Cowardly Lion is on prominent display.
I believe The Godfather's on there too. Marlon Brando. That piece got sold over to Salerno's Deli. My friend Brian, he over there, he has that hanging in the deli.
Very nice, very nice. And you know what I don't want to give short shrift to is the landscapes, because certain landscapes certainly jump out, and the sculptured painting that you create gives it depth and a very special feel to it, especially when you have elements of water. There's one particular in particular. It's a nice red building on a on the water, if you will. So there's some boats, with it. And I think that's a real special
Oh, that's the
piece
piece
of
up
art.
in Rockport, Massachusetts.
Okay, yes.
Yes, with the boats. Yeah,
It looks
that piece
like
sold.
it's
That
yeah.
piece sold. You're right. The finishes after the piece is done, I usually go and spray the whole thing with a matte finish, and then if there's water in the picture itself, I'll go and brush that with high gloss, which gives it the really really sheen effect. You got the plank boards of the barn. With the little lobster buoys hanging there and the stone dock, and then you got the boats hanging it, and the water, like I said, is high gloss. And so once if that's underneath the right light, that really is an eye catcher.
All right, we're coming up on our second break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come on back, we're going to continue and conclude our conversation with Joe Koppler. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that inspire him and what inspires him to work with other artists in teaching this particular craft. So we'll be back in just a few moments here on NutMeg. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm speaking with Joe Koppler, Joe Koppler is a fine artist in Torrington, Connecticut. He is Torrington through and through. He has created lots of landscape art, lots of iconic poster art, all in a special and unique style. It is sculptured painting. So it's not just painting, but there's a sculpture put on top of wood backing, and the final product is something that stands out and really is has this very special and iconic look. So I'm a fan of it. I have some of Joe Koppler's work for myself, my own home, and I asked him to come on in so we could I could share, our conversation with the Nutmeg Chatter audience. So Joe, as one of the things that I recall talking to you about, because I wrote about you when I had Nutmeg Chatter just as the website itself, you have worked sometimes with younger artists or people who want to learn the sculptured painting technique. That's because what you do is very specialized and very unique, and that's not something that anybody can just pick up and,
Well, it depends how detailed your piece is. If you're just
Okay.
going to do a flower pot or a little hill with a couple of trees, I mean, I would love to teach that to beginner artists, but if there's people that have art in their heart, I mean, I really like to sit down and give them a few classes and get into the detail and stuff because with this kind of medium, you got to have patience. You really do. I mean, you could be working on something, then all of a sudden your forearm crosses something that you just took 10 minutes to sculpt, and then you got to do it all over.
Yes.
And so I've come across those mistakes in the beginning, the first few months of this, doing this material, working with this material. And I've had I'd say 6 or 7 classes already, one-on-one. I'd have two children in there learning to do this sculpted process, and I don't mind sharing it with people. I want people, especially locals, to go out there and start their own little online shop. And there's nothing better than, and then if you love art and you start selling pieces, who knows? It just might turn into a career, And I want them to say, well, who taught you this? Oh, Joe Koppler, I don't want to die with this, I could go out there and get hit by a truck, and the next thing nobody's doing this kind of stuff. So I want younger people to come in and learn this process.
And I think that's great that you're willing to share that unique talent and skill. And I can only imagine that it takes. I can only not only imagine, but I actually watched you create some of it when I was writing an article specifically about your work, and it does take a lot of time. I wonder what is the longest amount of time that you ever took on one of your pieces,
A sculptured piece,
a sculptured piece.
probably that Sergeant Pepper's. That's about 3 weeks. But there was a few years ago. I think it was 2007. I had one of those fiberglass bears that they had around Litchfield County, and that one I painted all different scenes of the northwest corner. I think there was 18 different scenes on that fiberglass bear, and that took, I remember this, 137 hours. So
Wow.
that was my longest art piece. But as when it comes to sculptured, right now Sergeant Pepper's takes it. It's about 3 weeks.
Now, do you, as an artist in 2017, you have your own gallery in Torrington, so you have your own, and you have your own website, so you have your way of getting your art out into the public sphere. You also have your artwork in many of the businesses throughout Connecticut, which is fantastic. Do you also submit to other galleries, or do you try to keep it to your own,
Well,
your own
that's the
spheres?
reason I kind of got it out the cellar and turned it into a gallery is because I was hanging my art in a local gallery, but then I find out they're taking, if you get lucky to sell something, they take 40%. And I just said, for putting a nail in the wall, you're getting 40%. And then I just didn't think that was fair. So I said, I'm better off opening up my own gallery. So the basement. I didn't have a lot of money on me. I think I just got divorced then, and I had like $20 in my wallet. But what I did is I bartered with people. Somebody came in, they framed the inside of the basement, and then I did a painting for him. Then the next guy came in, he put sheetrock up. I did a painting for him. Then somebody came in and sprayed all the walls with paint. Again, I did a painting for him,
Wow.
the
So
electrician, and so on and so on. So, I mean, it was a lot of bartering, but it took 3 years. I started working on that gallery in 2007, and I didn't open it up till April of 2010. So it took 3 years out of my life with, using my tax returns and just to keep it going. And now I don't have no room on my walls. So my next step is to move my basement down, hopefully in downtown Torrington. I don't want to leave this town because, like I said earlier, I love this town, and I want people to come here. I consider Torrington, especially the art community, and I'm talking about musicians. There's a lot of talented people around here, artists, musicians, you name it. I want Torrington to be like a calm pond, and when you throw a pebble in a calm pond, and then all of a sudden you get that ripple effect. I
Yes.
want those ripples to hit Boston, New York, L.A. And I want to, where the hell did that pebble get tossed? And I want everything to lead right back here to Northwest Corner.
We're on the same page, Joe.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that idea. I'm there with you. I do see the Northwest Connecticut and specifically Torrington as an epicenter of a huge cultural phenomenon. There's so many people with talent, as you
Oh, there is.
referenced
I know a
it.
lot of them. Oh, yeah.
So it's fantastic. And before we wrap up, I'd like you to just have the opportunity to share some of perhaps a fond memory of creating your art. Is there any particular fond memory of selling a piece or creating a piece or seeing your piece in a
Well,
particular location?
I remember a woman, a friend of mine, she came and she just lost her dog. And she saw some of my work. She came in with her husband and she saw some of my work and she asked me, she gave me a picture of her dog that just, it was a rescue. I think it was a pit bull, rescue pit bull, just passed away. And she said to me, can you bring this dog to life? Because I don't have him anymore. I said, no, well, let me see it. So I used a reference photo it took me like a couple of weeks to do it. And then I sent her a message, hey, it's all set. So she came by with her husband, and I had the dog painting hanging in my gallery with a towel hanging over it. Right? So now she comes in, she says, is that my dog? I said, yeah. So I removed the towel, and then I see the tears start streaming down her face. So you know what the cool thing about that is? Not only is the girl crying about my tribute to her lost pet, but as an artist, I don't know if anybody else felt this. As an artist, you're getting paid twice. The woman already paid me, commissioned me to do her dog, sculpture her dog. And then all of a sudden, you see the tears coming down from her dog sculpture. That's like getting paid twice. Now,
Right.
where can you work or go anywhere? Where could you get that kind of feeling to get paid twice?
Well, you created something special. I think that's an incredible a testament to you and to your craft that you were able to provide something that was so emotionally fulfilling for that customer, if that for that person who now has a beautiful connection to their pet because of the artwork that you created, or should I say, has a particular remembrance of their pet
Right.
due to what you created. Well, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on to Nutmeg Chatter to talk to us today. If people want to find out more information about you and your artwork, where can they go?
Oh my God, just Google me. I mean, I could send it to my website, but right now my website is not linked to everything that I've done. But if you just Google me, you'll find my Etsy shop on there, news articles about me. I got a couple online shops on there. If you just Google Joe Koppler, Koplerr. You're going to see Joe Koppler art right underneath it. You can click on that and you see all kinds of images.
Fantastic. And we're going to put some of the images of your work on Nutmeg Chatter. So, once again, Joe Koppler, thank you for coming in to talk to us on Nutmeg Chatter.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music. So, we thank you for that. Please stay tuned for more programming on WAPJ. We hope you enjoyed the chat.